from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In the news, I suppose, of the day.
Yes, it is.
The Grizzlies were successful. They were successful in getting off of Zaire Williams' contract. Of course, he's drafted number 10 in 2021. He's off to Brooklyn along with a 2030 second-round pick for Mamadi Diakite. And again, this is new information. The draft rights to Serbian Nemanja Dangubic. Okay? So I don't know if you've seen him.
No, I haven't seen Gumbundic.
Dangubic. He was the 54th pick in the 2014 draft. Oh. That was 10 years ago.
Yes, it was.
I don't think he's coming over.
Not going to make the trip over after 10 years of the draft of 2014.
How do you still have the draft rights of a guy from the 2014 draft?
How is that on the books?
I mean, that seems crazy to me.
So we did give up.
I think Nemanja Dangubic.
Yeah, what up with him?
Is happy in Serbia.
Yeah, he seems to like it there, right? He is also apparently not playing on their Olympic squad.
Yeah, he's actually in Dubai right now.
Oh.
He's playing for Dubai.
Okay. So, you might want to get out of there. It's expensive in Dubai.
I just don't think he's coming to the NBA right now, man. I don't think at this point in his life he wants to do it. He's 31.
Is he a 5? We might need him.
He's 31. Yeah. No, he's a small forward. He's a 31-year-old, all right? So, anyway, apparently you own the draft rights in perpetuity to these European guys if you draft them. But
I think anything that's prospective in terms of getting rid of Zaire Williams is a good thing, right?
Well, we were talking about... Luke Kennard earlier, right?
Remember
and
him.
What they were waiting on. And according to Woj, this deal is moving out $6.1 million guaranteed that Zaire was going to get and creates more salary cap flexibility. So that money's going to go to Luke.
I see.
So that's why you weren't hearing much, right, about Luke and other teams and everything like that. It's been very quiet.
Yeah.
The only reporting that we really saw on Luke was that both teams were interested in coming back to the table and getting a deal done.
Yeah.
And so this was the other shoe that you were clearly waiting on. The Grizzlies were desperately trying to find another partner that would take Zaire off their hands. And again, they found one perfect partner because the Brooklyn Nets have gone all in on drafting Cooper Flagg next year.
They are
going to give themselves the absolute best chance to draft the great white hope, Cooper Flagg.
This is interesting because I can see a scenario where an NBA player and his agent are not as patient with the team divesting what they need to do to get your deal done. Am I off on that? You've seen deals where it's like, well, hell, they told me we were going to make a move, and then they just bolt. Because he's a free agent. You know, Kennard could sign with anybody.
Yeah, he could, but the market was not great. The market was not great. You know,
so I mean, apparently
Malik
they're going to get
a $4 million, one-year deal.
They're going to get a deal on Kennard, it appears.
Well, you know, I mean, they'll get the market on him. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea.
Is Kennard worth, I don't know, $10 million a year? 4 years?
I mean... I don't know.
I guess that's probably around the mid-level. I don't know what the mid-level.
It ain't my money, so
no, whatever.
They need shooting. Which
it'll be under the cap still.
Exactly right. Like they're gonna have to work underneath. He's not gonna get more money than the tax line.
Yeah.
So they're gonna stay under the tax line. whatever that may be. So, again, I don't know what exactly that's going to look like. All I know is what a guy in Malik Beasley who, you know, he's a 39% shooter from the floor, from three.
Non-taxpayer mid-level, 24-25, is $12.8 million.
Okay, so, I mean, that would, you know, I guess that would jibe. Again, but I'm not totally sure. I'm not the...
Harrington is the cap expert.
Yeah, like, I need to take that Bobby Marks class.
Yeah, I don't know it.
You know what I mean?
Same.
Send me out to Vegas, I'll take the Bobby... I can answer that question for you a little more intelligently. I just watch the ball go through the hoop and bounce.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
It's not our money.
Yeah, so I do know the Grizzlies need, you know, some shooting. Mm-hmm. So, that Luke Kennard would represent that. And he's a good player in that role.
Yeah.
So, the more guys like that, I would say the better. So, look, the Nets, I give them credit. I mean, they are executing the greatest commitment to a tank that we have seen in quite some time. I mean, masterful, really.
The sad thing is they can do all this, and then the ping pong ball bounces a certain way, and you still don't get Cooper flagged.
Possible, for sure. But you can't think like that, right? You got to do what you
got. Eye on the prize.
You got to say, okay, what's the probability?
Mm-hmm.
What's more likely, us tearing down the team and getting the number one pick, or us not tearing down the team and making a playoff run?
That's fair.
I mean, that's an easy decision there.
Easy. Yeah, you're tanking.
You know, so no, you don't guaranteed get mm-hmm. Cooper Flagg, but you're going to give yourself the absolute best chance to do it.
Yeah.
And there are some other guys in that draft that are consolation prizes, but I just think Cooper Flagg is just, you know, look, you're going to have to out tank Washington. Mm-hmm. That's not going to be easy. You know, there are going to be some other teams that are just abysmal. But that's how I'd run it. I'd say I saw the USA select team tape. I saw what he was doing to Anthony Davis. I mean, this kid is going to be, barring injury, he's going to be, you know, an unbelievable player.
Yeah.
So I got to do whatever I can as an organization. If I'm not going anywhere, right?
Yeah.
I got to give Brooklyn a reason. You know, and it wasn't Mikal Bridges. It wasn't running it back with Mikal Bridges. They knew that.
Yeah.
I mean, and so, you know, it's just a way to kind of, you know, again, maximize the situation that you're in. Some teams, it's going to be... We're not going to do anything. We're going to, just like what the Grizzlies are doing, it's going to be, let's run this thing back.
Sure.
And let's pray for health. And we'll add a nice piece at the five, you know, and we'll do our thing and hope that the basketball gods smile on us. Other teams are like, listen, we can't. There's no reason for us to run this back. It's not good enough. Because I'm a big believer in life. Like, you should choose to be one of two things. You should choose to either be great or awful. You know, and the worst place that you can be, I think, in sports is in the middle.
Middle, you know,
mediocre, because that doesn't get your fans excited. It doesn't get, you know, your players excited. Yeah. You know, I mean, you're just kind of spinning your wheels,
right?
And so make a move.
Right.
Be aggressive.
Yeah.
And that's what, I mean, again, I think the Nets have done a great job. I mean, they've picked up assets. They've torn down all their things. And look, they're going to be really bad, but it's easier for fans to stomach when they know that there's a reason for the season. Right?
Yes.
I would much rather support a 12-win team that I know is going to suck in order to get Cooper Flagg than support a 35-win team that's, like, naively trying to make the playoffs.
Well, we kind of basically experienced it last year. I mean, essentially, the thing I think that gives us a little more promise is that even when we're kind of quasi-tanking last year and holding out dudes like Marcus Smart, and we're not playing our best dudes, and you're playing a lot of G.G. Jackson, you're playing Vince Williams, and then you're playing kind of this scattered shot lineup set. Like, we fared pretty well with some of those guys. I mean, we won a few extra games.
Yeah.
I mean, we were bad, but the fans don't get excited about it. I mean, you don't like being in those positions.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Nets are going to see this year. Like, it's going to be an embarrassing year.
Yeah, but again, it's like, everybody knows
good.
The score.
Yeah, it's good, but it's like, it is a hard live. It's hard living through it.
Yeah. You know, look, some people are not as sold on Luke Kennard, right? And I get it. Like, his ceiling is, you know, he's a spot-up shooter, right? Like, that's what it is. That's what he is.
It's more fun when you're San Antonio and you've got a gazelle that you just drafted one draft, number one overall, like a Victor Wembanyama, and you've got a couple of the pieces.
Yeah.
Oklahoma's been going through this, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This year they're going to be awesome, but, like, they've been able to actually be relevant, but you get my point. Like, it's you're hoping for the future here.
Yes, and that's a big part of it. You know, you're not going to compete with Boston.
Hell,
you know
no.
what I'm saying? So
you got to blow it up.
I think your best chance is to keep you know, maximize your draft spot for a player that one day might help you do that. Yeah. I mean, I think that's good management.
Boston is damn solid. Yeah, like, just they're not going anywhere.
They're the champs, and everybody's under contract. Yeah. So, you know, you got time.
Yeah,
you got time to suck. There is no doubt about it. And I would be again. Does it make it easy while it's happening?
Well, that's why Boston is the calculus, right? You're looking at them and you're like, we're not ever going to get over that, so we got to figure something else
out. They drafted all those guys.
Yeah.
You know, they drafted Jason Tatum. They drafted Jaylen Brown. You know what I mean?
And then the holiday trade. They made.
And then that's what you do, right? Like, you draft the big pieces and then you make
Porzingis
sort of moves around
trade,
them.
Yep.
You know, that's part of it, man. That's part of it. No doubt about it. And so I think that's a good model. But the Nets got to find their Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown first.
Right.
And it wasn't Mikal Bridges, you know, at this stage in his career. It just wasn't.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.